Welcome to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown. I'm Alex, joined as always by Jordan. Today we're digging into Honeywell Technologies' second quarter 2026 results, the first full quarter as a newly independent, pure-play automation company.
Big quarter for them structurally. And hey, quick note before we get into it. This podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
Right, so let's set the scene. Honeywell Aerospace spun off on June 29th, so what we're looking at now is the new Honeywell Technologies, Building Automation, Industrial Automation, and Process Automation and Technology, or PA&T. They also just closed the Johnson Matthey Catalyst Technologies acquisition on July 17th, and there's a 1-for-2 reverse stock split baked into these numbers, so EPS comparisons look a little different than what people are used to.
Lots of moving parts, but strip all that away and the underlying story is pretty strong. Organic sales grew 4% for the quarter, and orders, this is the number that jumped out at me, grew 16% organically, broad-based across every segment. That pushed backlog up 9%.
And margins expanded too, segment margin up 100 basis points to 19%, even with cost inflation and some unfavorable mix working against them. Adjusted EPS came in at $1.95, up 10% year over year.
What's notable is where the strength came from. Building automation was the standout, 9% organic growth. Margins up 90 basis points to 27.1%. That's 7 quarters running of high single-digit plus growth. Industrial automation actually beat expectations too, up 4% overall, with the core business, excluding the divestitures they're wrapping up, growing 2%.
Meanwhile, process automation and technology actually declined 1% organically, mostly due to a tough prior year comparison in catalyst shipments. But management was clear. That's the segment they expect to inflect hardest in the second half, with orders up 24% and process technology orders up nearly 50%.
Which is why they raise guidance across the board. Full-year organic growth is now guided to 3-4%, up from 2-3%. Segment margin expansion bumped to 250-290 basis points. And full-year adjusted EPS guidance moved up to $8.20 at the midpoint from $8.10. That's roughly 27% growth versus last year.
Let's talk strategy for a second, because CEO Vimal Kapur spent a lot of time on the June Investor Day recap. The three-year targets are ambitious. Roughly $12 of adjusted EPS by 2029, more than 200 basis points of margin expansion just from stranded cost removal and portfolio actions, plus 60 basis points a year of operational margin gains on top of that.
And the Johnson Matthey deal fits right into that install-based strategy. It's about 13 times EBITDA based on 2027 earnings, and management was upfront that the price reflects cost synergies only. Kapoor was pretty emphatic on the call that the real upside is revenue synergies, combining catalyst and process technology into a single offering, especially in hydrogen, ammonia, and sustainable aviation fuel.
The Q&A had some good color too. One analyst pushed on the Middle East, given all the geopolitical noise. CFO Mike Stepniak said they did see some collection issues in March and April, but things have normalized, and they're still expecting high single-digit revenue growth there for the year, with orders up around 40%.
Kapoor's answer on that stuck with me. He said Honeywell didn't evacuate a single employee during the conflict because their Middle East workforce is almost entirely local. That's a real competitive moat versus less localized peers.
There was also a fun exchange on data centers and AI. Kapoor broke it into three buckets: global data center build-out beyond the U.S., on-site power generation creating new process automation opportunities, and liquid cooling as a longer-term sensing play. He also tied AI directly to their Forge software platform, which is tracking toward 15% ARR growth this year, crossing $1 billion.
And on LNG, they mentioned they're essentially sold out for the next 3 years. That's a striking data point for anyone modeling out P&T's long cycle backlog.
So, what does this mean for investors going forward, Jordan?
I'd frame it as a company mid-transition that's executing better than expected on that transition. The order growth, 16% company-wide, double-digit short-cycle growth across every segment, is the leading indicator that matters most here, and it's what gives management confidence in that second-half acceleration to 4-6% organic growth. The stranded cost removal is also ahead of schedule, about $20 million better than the Investor Day target.
The things I'd keep watching, whether PA&T actually delivers that sharp second-half inflection they've promised, how cleanly the Johnson-Matthey integration goes, and whether the Middle East situation stays contained rather than escalating. Management was clear their guidance assumes no further deterioration there.
Before we wrap, everything discussed is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence.
Honeywell Technologies is clearly framing this quarter as day one of a new chapter, and the numbers back up some of that optimism. We'll be watching closely as third quarter results roll in to see if that second half inflection actually materializes.
Thanks for listening to Beta Finch. We'll catch you next time.
Take care, everyone.